With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Texas has filed a state litigation against a New York doctor under the terms of its pro-life heartbeat law.
The lawsuit accuses New York doctor Margaret Daly Carpenter of violating Texas law by providing the drugs through telemedicine to a Texas patient. They are seeking up to $250,000. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said the 20-year-old woman who received the pills ended up in a hospital with complications.
That's correspondent Ed Donahue reporting. Also on SRNews.com, ABC News has agreed to pay $15 million toward Donald Trump's presidential library to settle a lawsuit over anchor George Stephanopoulos' inaccurate on-air assertion that the president-elect had been found civilly liable for sexually assaulting writer E. Jean Carroll. Israel's former ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says with the ouster of Bashar al-Assad this week, it's likely Syria will descend into civil war.
As the Druze and the Christians who hate Hezbollah are going to start picking them off one by one, watch it happen. And, you know, if we can interdict the chemical weapons, the United States can take care of ISIS. We wish these guys all the best. The idea is they hate Iran.
Dr. Oren spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. A large number of mysterious drones have been reported flying over parts of New Jersey in recent weeks and have more recently been spotted over New York City. The FBI is among several agencies investigating, and it's asked residents to share videos and photos. Elon Musk says the Securities and Exchange Commission wants him to pay a penalty or face charges involving what he disclosed about his purchases of Twitter stock before he bought the social media platform in 2022. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in New York.
Waterville High School has decided to allow a Bible study club to be established after initially rejecting the group as too religious. Under threat of a lawsuit by First Liberty, school officials will allow the club to form, as it has LGBT clubs and other student organizations. First Liberty spokeswoman Keisha Russell says, quote, "By denying the same benefits to the Bible club that it provides to all non-curricular clubs, the school is missing the concept of equal in the Equal Access Act." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in Michigan are pressing to pass new abortion laws before the party loses its majority with a new legislative session next year and President Trump returning to the White House, former President Trump. Despite the fact that Mr. Trump has vowed to leave the question of abortion to the states, liberal lawmakers in many places are expressing worries. This is SRN News. There's been another impeachment vote to remove South Korea's president.
With 204 votes in favor, South Korea's parliament has impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol over his stunning and short-lived martial law decree. Yoon's presidential powers and duties are now temporarily suspended. Prime Minister Han Duk-soo is taking over. Outside parliament, crowds roar and wave glow sticks, celebrating another defiant moment. South Korea's constitutional court now has up to 180 days to dismiss Yoon as president or restore his power. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Despite 2 weeks of UN-sponsored talks in Saudi Arabia's Riyadh, the participating 197 nations failed to agree on a plan to deal with global droughts. More details at SRNews.com.